This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zecha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'zecha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The parsha begins by relating that Yaakov departed from Be'er Sheva and went to Charan. As the pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charano. As the Torah does not write unnecessary letters, why does the pasuk say Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charano? This could have been said in a shorter way, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, L'Charan. Why say Vayelech Charano? Just say L'Charan. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, L'Charan. The Medrash tells us that prior to Yaakov's departure from Be'er Sheva, Rivka benched Yaakov with the pasuk in Tehillim, Ki malochov yitzavaloch. Hashem will command malochim to protect you on your journey. Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains that the reason why Rivka specifically chose this pasuk to bench Yaakov with is because the last letters of the four words Ki malochov yitzavaloch spells Yuhach, Yud Vav Hei Chof, Yuhach, which in Kabbalistic teachings is the name of the Malach who is responsible for accompanying and protecting a traveler along his journey. So in order to give Yaakov the protection of this Malach, she chose the pasuk, Ki Malachov Yitzavaloch, whose Seif Teveis is Yuhach. The Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph advises that when a person takes leave of his friend, he should do so by mentioning a Dvar Halach. Al Yipoter Odom Mechaveroi, Elo mitoch dvar halacha. Whenever the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim would depart from him, the Gaon would always say the same dvar halacha. And that dvar halacha was, Yochid v'rabim halacha kirabim, which means if the Chachamim have a dispute, the law is in accordance with the opinion of the majority. The reason why the Gaon would say this specific halacha each time is because the first letters of the four words, Yochid v'rabim halacha kirabim, spells Yuhach, the Malach of Levoyo and Shmira. With this introduction, we can now understand why the Torah did not use the shorter version of L'Charon and instead writes Vayelech Charono. If you examine which letters are added by saying Vayelech Charono as opposed to L'Charon, you will notice that it is the letters Yud Vav Hei Chof Yuhach, the name of the Malach of Shmira. The Torah, by saying Vayelech Charono and adding letters, is hinting to the bracha that Rivka gave Yaakov upon his departure from Be'er Sheva, the bracha of the protection of the Malach Yuhach. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that after Leah already gave birth to six Shvatim, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, and Bilhah and Zilpah each gave birth to two Shvatim, Bilhah giving birth to Dan and Naphtali, Zilpah to Gad and Asher, the pasuk says regarding Leah, Va'achar yolda bas, and afterwards she gave birth to a daughter, Vatikra eshema Dina, and she called her name Dina. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachas that explains the reason for naming this girl Dina. Pirshei Rabbi Seinu, our Rabbanim explain, Shedono Leah din ba'atzma. Dina comes from the word dun, to judge, because Leah made a judgment call. Imze zachar, if this child is a male, that would mean that 11 Shvatim would have already been born. Then Rachel, my sister, would not be equal to the Shvachos, Bilhah and Zilpah, because Bilhah and Zilpah already had two Shvatim. And if Leah now gives birth to a boy, there will only be one Shevet that remains, which would mean that Rachel would only have one Shevet, which is less than Bilhah and Zilpah. Therefore, Leah davened to Hashem, V'nepach l'nekeva, and the boy that was in Leah's womb changed to a girl, and Dina was born. Now this seems like a major sacrifice on Leah's part. The next Shevet, Yosef, would have been born to Leah, and she gave that up in order not to embarrass her sister. But the Bali Musar explained that when someone does an act of kindness, they ultimately don't lose anything in the long run. Das Kenami Bali HaToisvis tells us that when Shechem was Mezana with Dina, in Parshas Vayishlach, Dina had a baby girl whose name was Osnas. Yaakov, not wanting this illegitimate child to be around his family, gave her a kameya, an amulet, which inside stated her background, which family she came from. And then he sent her with this kameya away from his household, not to be around his children. Osnas made her way down to Mitzrayim, and years later, when Yosef became the viceroy of Mitzrayim, people would come to see Yosef. Bonois Soado Ali Shur. The girls would climb the walls in order to see this great leader, and they would throw things at Yosef in hopes that Yosef would pick it up and keep it as a memento. Osnas, not having anything else to throw, threw this kameya at Yosef. And when Yosef opened the kameya and saw that it said inside of it that she was Osnas, the daughter of Dina Bas Yaakov, he understood that she was from his family, and therefore he agreed to marry her. What comes to light from this Das Akenemi Baliat Toisvis is that although Leah seemed to have given up a shevet, Yosef, in order not to embarrass her sister, she ended up having Dina instead, who gave birth to Osnas, who married Yosef, and had Menashe and Ephraim. So at the end, nothing was lost. Instead of Leah giving birth to Yosef and having two Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim, she gave birth to Dina, who had Osnas, who married Yosef, and had Menashe and Ephraim. She ended up with the same two Shvatim anyway. So we see at the end that Leah's chesed was paid back, and she did not end up losing anything because of her good deed.